Members of the VFW post from across the valley huddle around a table and sip coffee. They update each other on some of their long-standing injuries and swap stories about the struggles they face getting health care. Army veteran Richard Pena talks about the difficulty in getting care.
I waited more than a year for therapy, and of course now the therapy I have to do is aqua therapy, the water. But that took a long time to get that.
In 2014, veterans like Vasquez and Pena in Texas's Rio Grande Valley were waiting longer than veterans everywhere else in the country, except Honolulu, when they needed to see a doctor. The federal government responded to the crisis by enabling the VA to hire more doctors and nurses. Now the VA also provides vouchers for veterans to see private physicians if timely VA treatment isn't available. Still, many of the 35,000 vets living in the Rio Grande Valley say the system hasn't been fixed.
And they told me, well, we were going to send you to San Antonio, but because it's the fiscal year, the budget hasn't been set. So I have to wait.
Army veteran Jaime Martinez grimaces through the pain that comes from moving his shoulders and knees. Doctors in January said he needs surgery for a torn rotator cuff and a total knee replacement. But to get that, he'll have to take a long road trip. The VA won't give him a voucher for the surgery at a private hospital in the valley, something he'd prefer. Instead, they're sending him to the closest VA hospital, 300 miles away in San Antonio. It's an expensive trip. The VA will pay for some of his travel expenses, but not a hotel.
Yeah, I will stay here. Yeah, my family's here, because if I go get the surgery at Bamsey for my shoulder, I have to ask one of my friends. It's like it's day surgery, but you still feel groggy for a long time afterwards, and I don't want to stay overnight. And now you have to pay extra because they don't give you the money. They pay you gas money, but nothing else that I know of.
In the Valley, the Veterans Administration mainly provides care through a network of clinics. One of the clinics is in Harlingen.
This is pretty much our supply. Mm-hmm. And back there is where all the ordering, contracting, all that's done.
The clinic's administrator, Joseph Lynn, says the three-story outpatient facility provides services that range from eye care to outpatient surgery, but not everything.
You know, a hospital generally have an emergency department, you have an ICU. And we have surgery, but we don't have any overnight surgery. Ours is all same day. Mm-hmm. We pretty much shut the doors here.
And not having a VA surgery center in the Valley is part of the problem for vets like Martinez. The VA considered that in 2009 and in 2011 and determined both times it wasn't needed. VA Public Affairs Director Hugo Martinez says the federal agency is once again considering whether or not to build a hospital in the Valley. But he warns that could actually make access to care more difficult for vets living in far-flung corners of the sprawling area. If hospital care were available, the VA's voucher system for private doctors would be extremely limited.
If we were to have a hospital here in Harlingen with an ER, the veterans from the Valley would have to travel to the ER room here in Harlingen. Okay, with the contracts that we have in place right now, our veterans in Brownsville have an ER right there in Brownsville. They don't have to come to Harlingen.
McAllen State Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa, who is also a Vietnam vet, agrees.
Our healthcare system in the Valley has increased tremendously in the last 10 years, to the point that if we really look at the problem of access and the need that our veterans have, we might be better off with vouchers and let the veteran seek medical help from many of the healthcare providers we have in the Rio Grande Valley.
Still, veterans like Martinez and Richard Pena say having a hospital closer to home would help. In his spare time, Pena drives veterans without transportation to and from San Antonio for medical procedures.
Some of the veterans are 100% are entitled for help for their care for their spouse and kids. And that's the reason we need a hospital here. Because, you know, we are veterans, of course, but we all married and have kids. They need attention also, not just us.
In August, VA Secretary Robert McDonald visited the Valley and reported that the federal government had increased the number of vouchers that it had given out to veterans and their families by 15% over the past year. But the number of vouchers could decrease if a hospital is built. The VA plans to release its findings on whether or not to build a hospital in the Rio Grande Valley by the end of the year. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.